We rejoice in the blessings of Jesus, who came to earth as a human baby, making him fully God and fully man. As we celebrate his birth, we worship him, following the example of the wise men, who are told about in Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, when they presented him with gifts. Our speaker, Brother David Johnson, will use the phrase "presented him with gifts" as his sermon topic today. Our program is called Words of Life, and we are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers. We now worship our Lord with song. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the salvation that is found only in Jesus. We appreciate knowing that Jesus was born into this world with one purpose in mind, to save people of their guilt of sin. This is the blessing of love that's almost beyond our comprehension, except we know that your word has explained what we need to know. Please use this program for your glory and bless our listeners with the convictions, healing, and peace that they need. And we also pray that you will help each one of us who follows your ways to look forward to seeing Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babel sounds the blessed angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace, their King. And the whole world send back the song which now the angels sing.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and adore him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Through heaven's high arches be your praises poured. Now to our God be glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we bless thee, born for our salvation. O Jesus, forever be thy name adored. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us
us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Brother David Johnson will now speak to us on the topic, Presented Him with Gifts.
Thank you for listening to these radio broadcasts from Words of Life. We're so thankful that we can share the Word of God not only to America but to many different countries in Southeast Europe and in Africa and in Asia. We thank you for the grace of God to be able to present these Bible lessons. And thank you for your responses through the mail. The title for the lesson is Presented Him with Gifts during this Christmas season. Let's listen to the text in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the Word of God, a very familiar passage we'll use as a springboard for our lesson this morning, or wherever the time is where you live. In spite of a troubling, surging COVID-19 pandemic that is global and that still is having hot spots around the world and causing so much death and distraught sickness and financial woes for so many, not to mention rumors and actual lockdowns of restaurants and stores and shopping malls. Most Americans, and indeed people from around the world, are still wanting to search for gifts to give to their loved ones and friends. It's the Christmas season. It's a time to exchange gifts for many. According to the USA Today newspaper, these are some of the recommended top 5 gifts that have been recommended to give to one another in recent times. I'll share these top 5 gifts in reverse order. The recommendations for your gift list. Number 5, the Barefoot Dreams Blanket is what it's called. Now, some of these gifts may not be available today with all of the supply chain problems and what have you. But anyway, here they are. The Barefoot Dreams Blanket. Since we are all spending a lot more time than usual inside of our homes, and as the weather chills in most places of the world during December, or in many places of the world, a perfect gift is a thick, luxurious throw blanket to cozy up in. You may want to order it in the very popular animal prints. It's only about $147. It must have gold threading. The Barefoot Dreams Blanket. Number 4, gift idea recommendation. The Apple brand AirPods Pro. It's reportedly the best truly wireless earphones for better sound and incredible noise cancellation, plus water resistant, and it will only set you back. It's only going to cost you about $129. Now, of course, these are prices without tax and American dollars. And I suspect the prices have increased if you can even get them by now. Number 3, recommended gift. It's called a Disney Plus subscription. And this is a streaming service with the new Disney movies and TV offerings, which will only cost about $70. Number 2, recommended gift to give this holiday season. A Lodge cast iron skillet. This, of course, is cookware, which we may need if we can't eat in many of the restaurants, that can do it all. With your Lodge cast iron skillet, your happy giftee, the person you give this gift to, can cook on the stovetop, in the oven, on the grill, even on a campfire in the fresh air. And it sells only for about $20, probably at a very crowded discount store. The number 1 recommended by USA Today newspaper, best gift idea in recent times. It's a Roku streaming stick. Roku is spelled R-O-K, as in Kevin, U. A Roku streaming stick to binge watch while trapped inside your house. All your favorite shows on your TV screen for about $49. It's all the rage. About half of these gifts, I don't even know what they are, but that's technology for you, and that's what many people want if they can afford it and if it's even available where they live. In Jesus' day, special gifts fit for a king were quite different. Again, consider Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. On coming to the house, obviously Joseph, Mary, and the child, Jesus, after some undetermined time had elapsed, moved from probably a cave or a crude stable of sorts to a warmer, more comfortable house in Bethlehem, which is about 5 miles south of the capital city of Jerusalem. It says of these visitors, they bowed down and worshiped him, not her, just him, the baby Jesus or the child Jesus. We might ask ourselves, why would Gentile magi or wise men or astrology wise men who studied the stars bow down and worship a young Jewish child? First, these wise men knew in advance, revealed in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 2, where it says that they asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?" So they believed he was a king. Second, the magi were amazed and followed a supernatural star, which was their major preoccupation. Matthew chapter 2, verse 2b, "We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." The magi asserted this was the child king's star, which was most probably a supernatural radiant light, similar to the Shekinah radiance that guided the Israelites in the days of Moses, as revealed in Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21. After all, these wise men, these magi, were astrologers who studied the stars. Thirdly, the magi may well have been Zoroastrian wise men from Persia in the East, who had knowledge of the Hebrew scriptures traced back to the time of Daniel, whom King Nebuchadnezzar appointed chief of the magicians enchanters, astrologers, and diviners, according to Daniel chapter 5 and verse 11. So, included in their worship, also it is revealed in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11, then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and of myrrh. Number 1. Gold is the precious metal of kings, given in this case to the King of Kings. Gold was also a symbol of nobility and royalty, a very appropriate gift. Number 2, incense, or frankincense, is an expensive, sweet-smelling incense or perfume used only for most special of occasions. Toward us, how about to celebrate the Son of God in His incarnation, becoming the human Jesus Christ who offered Himself on the cross for mankind and to His Father a most pleasing and sweet aroma? Origen, a great early church leader, or so-called church father, suggested that frankincense was the incense of deity. Number 3, myrrh. M-Y-R-R-H is also a perfume. Not as costly, not as expensive as frankincense, but still rather valuable. The oil of myrrh could be used for the softening of skin, even the tender skin of a young child. And myrrh mixed with other spices was also used in preparation of bodies for burial or entombment, as later used for Jesus' body, according to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 19 and verse 39. Myrrh, therefore, could be a symbol representing Christ's humanity. Probably all three of these costly, expensive gifts were later used by the family, Mary and Joseph, Joseph and Mary, to travel and spend some time in Egypt as King Herod sought to kill, quote, the one born king of the Jews. God the Father has given His indescribable gift to mankind, His only, one and only, or only begotten Son for mankind as Savior. A gift must be received, however. Have you personally received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? Jesus Christ is the gift of the ages. He is still available, and He has been given freely at no cost to us, and yet great cost to Him. God's greatest desire is that we receive His Son as our personal Savior and Lord through saving faith, and thereby give ourselves back to Him.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Mild He lays His glory by, born that man now a more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell,
Jesus, our Emmanuel, pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel, hail the hand, our Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Christ, by highest heaven adored, Christ, the everlasting Lord, come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home.
It is our blessing to present this radio program about Jesus. We pray that you are already a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you cannot fully appreciate the blessings of Christmas. We love you, and we want to help you walk with Christ. So please, if you would, write to us today with questions and comments, and please consider having Jesus to be your Savior. You may have a free CD of this week's entire program by asking for broadcast 2151. That's 2151. Please write to us today. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.